Stephanie, it's that time of year again. We have to lay it all down on the line. What are our favorite movies of the year?
Okay.
Rom-com or spine tingler, laugh riot or tear jerker. They're all fodder for the Cube critics.
We're going to choose top three. Go.
First Reformed is number three for me. This is the Paul Schrader movie, directed and written by Paul Schrader, who also did Taxi Driver many years ago. And it is about a pastor at a small New England church who is going through a horrible, horrible crisis of faith as he confronts the troubles with the world and also some of his own bad things that he has done. It is an amazing performance by Ethan Hawke as the pastor. Really thought-provoking, quite scary in parts. A brilliant film.
Okay, First Reformed. My number three is Death of Stalin, directed by Armando Iannucci and based on the true events surrounding the death of Stalin. But it is not like a serious biopic or serious drama. It is a silly, madcap, and horrifying movie about totalitarianism with Steve Buscemi, with his, like, just complete American accent, playing Khrushchev. A delightful movie and so smart. Great movie. Death of Stalin.
That great line in there. How can you keep plotting while you're running? It's just amazing. Number two for me, The Favorite. This is the just evil, evil, evil film about three women in the court of Queen Anne in the 18th century England, where they're fighting the French. And one of the three women is, of course, Queen Anne herself and two women who are vying to be her favorite, and there is nothing that they will not do to either get or maintain that position. Olivia Colman plays the queen, is brilliant. Emma Stone plays the usurper, and Rachel Weisz plays Lady Sarah, who is fighting off the challenge. It is just hilarious and ugly and brilliant.
All right, The Favorite. My number two is Roma, Alfonso Cuarón's incredible movie about Cleo, who works as a housekeeper for a upper middle class family in Mexico in the 70s. And it's based on his imagining of the life of a woman who was his housekeeper, cook, and nanny, this woman that basically raised him as his family fell apart. His parents broke up. So you see that in the background, but it's all about Cleo and Cleo's life, observing the family, her own life and friendships, her romances, her problems. So you see a complete portrait of a woman, and you also get the backdrop of what it felt like to be in Mexico in the 70s when there's a lot of turmoil and military interventions and student protests, and it is gorgeous. And Cuarón wrote it, directed it, was a cinematographer, and edited it. It's a masterpiece, Roma.
Finally for me, Widows. This is the Steve McQueen movie about four women who have to take over the last job planned by their husbands who've all just been killed. It is dark. It is funny. It is just an amazing piece of storytelling that is so layered. Viola Davis as the lead widow is just astonishing.
That's a great movie. Good choice. My number one is Sorry to Bother You. Boots Riley directed this movie starring Lakeith Stanfield about a guy who is working at an absurd call center, trying to sell encyclopedias. Meanwhile, the United States is in an economic freefall as people are choosing to be enslaved so that someone will take care of them. It is a ridiculous, funny, dramatic, and at points like science fiction film, and it is so creative and just a joyride. Amazing film. Sorry to Bother You. Best film of the year for me.